This is Josh Cohen and the Home Team. Listen live worldwide on any smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. This is ESPN 106.3.
The cocktail hour is just like that upon us. The weekend kickoff edition. Josh Cohen, the Home Team, for the ride home. A tradition unlike any other. I'm removing the M, y'all.
As you should.
Because it is a tradition unlike any other. Screw the many. Any. Drop the M. Feel me on that?
Yeah.
Good. We'll simplify it for everybody. Home Team on the ride home. Tomorrow we're live noon to 6. Super Friday on ESPN 106.3. Dedicated to the big game. We will have lots of guests joining us, both live in studio and on the phone. Super Bowl champions, broadcasters, ESPN national personalities, all types. Experts on sports betting from Las Vegas. You name it.
And something even new, too. Because you can't just listen to the show on the podcast or listen to the radio or on the stream on your smart speaker. Going to YouTube.
Oh, tomorrow we're going to stream live on YouTube?
Sure are.
So should I take a shower tomorrow, unlike today?
I think, well, you know what? Do you look smelly or do you just smell smelly?
No, I look like my hair's greasy. I look like I smell.
Oh, okay.
That's what stinks.
I don't smell, but I look like I smell. You can do that, you know. You can look like you don't smell, but you do. And you can look like you do smell, but you don't.
Big facts.
And I'm looking right now on the monitor, and I look like someone who smells, but I don't actually smell. But I do look like I combed my hair with the inside of a potato chip bag. I look a little shiny and greasy.
Nice.
I look like Bob Greasy. Anyways, we get into the cocktail hour. What did Frank Sinatra say?
It's the cocktail hour. For me, it is right now.
Indeed, it is. And the cocktail hour today is being presented by Hard Rock Bet. Hard Rock Bet, now legal in Florida, Florida's only place to bet on sports. The only legal place to get a little action on sports. Florida Sportsbook is Hard Rock Bet. Download it now from your app store, from the Google Play Store, or go to hardrock.bet. Easy to sign up. Fast deposits, fast withdrawals, immediate. PayPal, Venmo, credit cards, and more. There are countless prop bets, parlays you can make, teasers, live in-game betting, which is absolutely the best across every sport. Want to bet football, basketball, hockey, baseball, soccer, golf, boxing, UFC, tennis, everything. Bet anywhere in the state of Florida, anywhere that you are. All you got to do to get started, download the Hard Rock Bet app. The app, by the way, is clean, straightforward, easy to use. The app is simple for first-time bettors, but it does have all the features and functionality that experienced players like myself would expect or require. When you sign up, you're going to get a no-regret first bet up to $100. Here's how this works. You use your no-regret first bet on parlays, props, overs, more, any games you choose. If your first bet doesn't win, you'll get up to $100 back to try again. So whatever your first bet is, if that doesn't win, you get an equal amount as a bonus bet to try again. No regret for your first bet. Download Hard Rock Bet. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida, must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMITIT. That's 1-888-ADMITIT.
I'm going to my aunt and uncle for the Super Bowl. And they listen to the show, so they obviously hear how much we love Hard Rock Bet, and they're like, how did we get that no ref first bet? Like, download the app. It's right there for you.
Right, right. And if you want explanation further on it, it explains it right there in the app. But whatever your first bet is, that's going to be the one. Your very first play, that's going to be the one. If it doesn't win, I'm going to give you that same amount up to $100 for you to try again.
First Super Bowl, legal in Florida, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be wild, is what it's going to be. And by the way, all the props, I was looking through them. Like, so many different things you want to parlay and put together. So many things you want to, like, round robin. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Do you do that often, round robins?
No. 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 You grow up and you realize that it's not worth the stress. And you find a few things that you really like, and you play those, and you hope for the best. But obviously, with Live Wager, you know, Hard Rock Bet, Live Wager, even some of your props aren't going well. Yeah. Or you think they are going well, and you want to insure it, you can hedge on player performance.
Right. Tremendous value in that, right? Because if you say you want to bet in the 49ers, but right now they're the favorite in that game, you want to get a better number on the 49ers, Chiefs score first, you immediately are going to get plus money on the 49ers.
For sure. For sure. And the way the game's playing out, you may say, you know what? I got a feeling that this, well, now you can actually cash in on the feelings that things are going to happen. Know what I'm saying? Okay, good. Which former ESPN personality says he knows what the P in Dan Patrick stands for? I'm pretty sure the P stands for Patrick. I mean, it's the first letter in the word, right?
That would make sense.
We're talking about Stugatz, who 4 years ago was a guest on this show during Super Bowl Radio Row in Miami, in which I knew that he was tripping at a Fish concert, Dead concert at the Meadowlands. I knew exactly what he's experiencing and feeling. He was talking about being in the tunnel, and he felt like it was closing in. I said, let me guess. You felt like you were in the trash compactor room in Star Wars. And he was like, oh, my God. Stugatz knew exactly what I was talking about. Never been there, but I know what he's talking about. Stugatz, 4 years, has said, why don't we play the Super Bowl on Saturday? Wouldn't it be better? Then you got all day Sunday to recover. You go to work on Monday, feel fine. Super Bowl Saturday night. That's what it should be. So he's mad because Dan Patrick went on the air and said, hey, what if we move Super Bowl back a day to Saturday night? Which, by the way, a lot of us have said for the last 25 years.
Yep.
But listen to Stugatz because he knows what the P is for in Patrick.
Dan Patrick?
Yeah.
Did you see what he suggested last week?
Super Bowl Saturday? I mean, the P in Dan Patrick stands for phony. He knows phony. Good and well that I have been talking about that for many, many years. In fact, I talked about it 2 weeks ago with Chris Sims, who agrees with me that the Super Bowl should be on a Saturday. I can't believe we're finally having this discussion.
Stugatz, unhappy with Dan Patrick for saying something that a lot of us have thought for the last 25 years plus.
I'm going to take it a step further. If your team is playing in the Super Bowl, you should have Monday off. At least if we can't have the Super Bowl on
What if Monday were a national holiday?
That it should be, absolutely. Have it completely off.
By
period.
The way, yeah, Monday is the most called in, Super Bowl Monday is the most call in sick day of the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
Worker productivity is the lowest that it is, even lower than March Madness. You do not want to buy American automobiles that are manufactured on the day after Super Bowl. A lot of things. No, because there is an element of people did overindulge in food and beverage and gambling. A lot of people bet for the they don't bet. They did that day. A lot of people don't eat these things. They did that day. They used to drink. They don't. They did too much. Super Bowl Sunday is a mess.
Yeah.
It is the consummate. There is no holiday in America that in any way better represents America than Super Bowl Sunday. There are religious holidays that don't represent America. There are American holidays that kind of represent America. But the most American day of the entire year is Super Bowl Sunday.
Facts.
Because it is a representation, a microcosm of all of what Americana is. And it is eating too much, drinking too much, mm-hmm. feeling the need to be somewhere a part of something.
American football.
Commercialism.
Yep.
There's a 700% increase this week in people buying chairs. Like a comfortable chair to watch the game. This is the week that guys go, you know what? I'm going to get myself a Lazy Boy. I'm going to get myself one of those comfortable chairs.
Well, not only that, but, you know, you're looking at your TV and it's like,
People do that a lot.
It's 25 inches. Yeah. It's not good enough.
25 inches.
Oh, no, Jeanette.
what year is this?
You know, we got to go 50, 85 plus.
When was the last time you saw a 25-inch TV?
I dated somebody a couple months ago who did.
And they had a picture tube?
What?
Like it was a big square?
But that's where 85-inch TV. That's the only way I watch my Super Bowl parties.
Super Bowl is the most American day of the entire year. What about 4th of July? You guys don't care about 4th of July. None of you even know who signed the Declaration of Independence. You don't even know what any of that's about. You know anything about that. You know Super Bowl. You know commercials. And you know eating and drinking. You know the displays in the grocery store. And you know betting, which was illegal and now legal. People, Super Bowl is not a big deal anywhere else in the world. We treat it like it's the world's most popular. No, that's the World Cup. The World Cup, for the rest of the world, is the event. American football is confusing. American football is hard to teach to others. American football, well, that rule is kind of like the English. American things are difficult and clunky, and because I said so. Like P and Patrick, but put an H next to it, and it's a fuh sound, right? Mm-hmm. Puh, fuh, the, nice, niece, like same word, spelled same way, pronounced differently, different meanings. Welcome to America. In America, that's holding, but that's not holding, no. That's not pass interference, no, because he's trying to get, he can catch the ball also. What differentiates the defensive? Well, he's making a play on the ball. Oh, very subjective. Yeah. Here's soccer rules. The ball goes past the line, it's a goal. Also, this is what offsides is. And that, there's your soccer.
That's expensive to play, too, football.
Can't touch the ball. The only person to touch the ball is the goalie.
Three rules in soccer.
Three rules.
The four most American holidays. Here we are. Number four.
Hold on. Number four.
Thanksgiving
is a very American holiday in the sense that it continues the tradition of Americans robbing, killing, suppressing marginalized groups, minority groups, taking from others and declaring their own mistreatment of others, overindulgence, gluttony.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
And then claiming they're grateful and then spending a bunch of money and running over poor greeters at big grocery stores.
Number three.
The first day of March Madness.
Absolutely.
That's
first weekend.
Absolutely. But
Thursday,
we're talking
Friday
days.
Yep.
That is a day you have nothing to do but sit in front of five TVs or screens of just straight collegiate basketball.
Okay, I didn't know we were doing this today, but you wrote it on the fly, so number two, go ahead.
July 4th. I mean, it's the day, it's America's official birthday. Congratulations. Pop them fireworks, pop them bottles.
It's not America's birthday.
The Declaration of Independence is signed.
Just because you declared it doesn't mean America exists.
But it's on paper. It's like signing a letter of intent. This is it.
It's a letter of intent. It's a letter that says, hey, we're going to do our own thing. And if you want to come get some.
100%.
Come take it back.
Yep.
Right. 4th of July is an ultimate American holiday, really, because nobody knows what it's about. They don't really know the history of it. And they blow things up and they drink things and they cook things. And it's so American in its slobbery.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And then, of course, Super Bowl Day.
Sunday.
Number one, the most American of all holidays.
Super Bowl Sunday is the consummate American holiday. Thank you very much. I didn't realize we were doing that.
I didn't either until now.
How about that? Stephen A. Smith does a podcast. Stephen A. Smith asks questions for people to ask him questions, like which Pokemon character do you most resemble? Or who would win in a fight out of everyone from Sesame Street? You know, dumb stuff like that. Stephen A. Smith got a question from a dude with a rambling, long, lots of digits in his Twitter handle. And here's what Stephen A. said about his concern for this individual who asked a question, by the way, of what animals you'd want to fight, 20,000 rats, tiger. Listen to what Stephen A. said. That's coming up here any second.
Are y'all ready for this question? Are y'all ready for this question?
I am.
And by the way, something is wrong with this kid, Greg. What are you doing? Giving out your phone number looking for a woman?
Oh.
At Greg 1667. 6935420. That's a number. You looking for honey? Is that what you're doing? Hey, look, you have my number. All you got to do is go to my Twitter handle. Really? Come on, brother. But listen to this question.
I think the dude's handle is just because it's a burner account.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a bunch of random numbers and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it does amaze me that people like on Instagram, you know, it's like Brittany 426. And I'm like, let me guess. Is your birthday March 26th? Oh, my God. How did you know that?
You know what I used to do?
What?
With guys who would ask me for my number and I didn't want them? Yeah. I'd give him my ex's number.
Interesting.
That's diabolical.
I did that.
But you're not on your social media incorporating your birth date or your phone number or things into your...
No, but anytime people did ask for my number or for whatever circumstance, I always gave him my ex's number.
Interesting. It's an interesting strategy. But then they're asking for you, though. Or do you give them a fake name?
That's the best part.
You got to give them a fake name.
I love that.
Oh, so you want them to call you.
I love that.
Do you have a bad breakup?
What?
Do you have a bad breakup?
Yeah, more petty.
Oh, you're being petty.
100. I'm being petty.
Okay. So you're like, hey, here's my phone number. And then they call, and the dude's like, dude, what are you talking about? And then he's like, wait a minute. How long have you known her?
Mm-hmm.
He gets in the head of your... Oh.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. That's petty.
Yep.
Super duper petty. Let's continue on. Story time with C-Cat. Today is being presented by none other than Ed Morse Automotive Group. Never petty, and you're always backed by Morse. EdMorse.com. EdMorse.com. Once upon a time, C-Cat offended and upset his girlfriend's father. And by once upon a time, I mean a lot, but also last night. C-Cat,
yeah.
What happened? It's story time presented by Ed Morse Automotive Group.
So, finish up work here.
You have to begin with once upon a time.
Once upon a time. there was a radio producer named Christian Catt who just finished up his Wednesday edition of Josh Cohen and the Home Team.
Exciting.
Get a phone call about an hour after the show from my girlfriend. She's like, hey, on your way over to my dad's place, can you pick up some stuff from the bakery? Of course, as you know, we're celebrating my dad's birthday today, so I think that'd be a great present. And I thought, did I know that I was going there today in general? It sounded like it was a given that I was going to her dad's place tonight, and it was a reminder just to get the gift. But this was news to me. I didn't know I was going over there. So plans change. That's fine. We have a good time at her dad's place. So I drive straight there, grab the bakery goods, and I didn't eat yet, right? Because I'm coming straight from here. The show starts at 4 p.m. It was 7 o'clock when I left the studio. Didn't eat yet. So thankfully, her dad's wife offers me a plate, some rice, some chicken, some vegetables. And they're playing board games, so I'm eating on the couch.
And they don't speak much English.
Not great English, no.
And you haven't learned any Spanish, even though you've been with this girl for 7 years.
Yeah, that's why this relationship with her family is a fragile one that I try to cradle tight and keep as nice and cordial as possible.
Wouldn't it be easier just to learn Spanish?
Well, not only that, but with my experience in dating white guys, it's for, well, just the Latino culture in general, it's not necessarily what you say, it's how you act, period.
Right.
And this time, in this instance, that's where it bit me right in the behind, how I acted. Oh. Mm-hmm. How I acted.
Yeah. How'd you act?
So I finished the rice. I finished the chicken. Didn't like the veggies. Didn't like them. I wasn't a fan of the veggies.
Didn't like the vegetables.
No.
All right.
So those are the last things remaining on my plate.
Wait, what were the vegetables?
Beans. I don't exactly know. There was something green and carrots.
Something green and carrots.
It was a kind
Could
of...
Could you describe the green? Could you describe? Artichoke?
No, no, it was like leafy, like lettuce. It wasn't lettuce, but it was something like, it was greens.
What did you just say?
Latinos don't eat artichokes.
Correct, but remember how no one during the ESPN West Palm What's in the Box game on our YouTube channel?
I knew it was an artichoke.
But remember how none of the gringos knew what it was?
It is true.
What is this? And they were told what it was. Like that's what it looks like. Somebody didn't even hear about it. So maybe that's why I said artichoke.
Gotcha.
ESPN West Palm played to go see that video, What's in the Box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
The only thing remaining on the plate after I finished up eating on the couch
were carrots and green things.
The veggies. And I go to the kitchen, and I'm looking for the garbage, and I can't quite find it. You kind of want to do that discreetly. You know, if you go to someone's Thanksgiving that's not your family's and you don't like the food, you put the plate upside down and push it down on the garbage.
Why were you bringing the plate in yourself? Isn't that what your girlfriend is for?
Dang.
Hoo-ah.
No comment. No comment.
Oh, wow. That's a terrible idea.
Say it. Say it, C-Cat.
I was
joking. Say it.
I was joking. I can. You can't. That's a terrible mistake on your part.
Oh, no.
Terrible judgment call.
Terrible. Terrible.
So I go to the kitchen. I'm looking for the garbage to try to dispose of these vegetables that are left over as discreetly as possible.
You're looking for the trash.
Looking for the trash.
Should have looked in the mirror.
That was well deserved.
Can't find the trash. And while I'm looking for the trash, they're calling my name. They call me Chichiri for some reason. That's kind of their nickname for me.
Chichiri?
Chichiri.
Should call you Chancho.
Chichiri?
Yeah, Chichiri.
Chichiri. You sure they're not saying Chancho?
I don't think they're saying Chancho.
You little piggy.
And they're calling my name, so I put the plate down right next to the sink on the counter, and I go play dominoes with them. That's why they're calling my name, is to play more dominoes.
That's when you're in with the family, though. That's real. When you get invited to the dominoes table.
They just want to take his money. That's all. They don't respect him. They just want to take his money.
Does the family pay for money?
Does the family... Oh, play for money?
Play for money.
No.
Dominoes?
They don't play for money.
And how are you in dominoes?
I'm pretty good.
Obviously.
One or two games I've won later, her father goes in the kitchen.
And by the way, are you wearing a fedora and is Buena Vista Social Club playing? Is there Buena Vista Social Club?
Miami Sound Machine is playing in the background, Josh.
No, but I play it up. I play up the gringo role where...
Are you wearing like a Cuban shirt and a fedora?
Not the fedora, but I'll give a stereotypical like Latino, hey, and they love it. They'll go, hey, hey. They love it. They absolutely love it when I play
that?
Along.
What is that? What is the I?
You just give a little bit of A instead of yeah, like a let's go.
Who are you, Fonzie? Hey.
Hey.
All right, Fonz.
After I won back-to-back rounds of dominoes, her father yells out from the kitchen something in Spanish that I did not recognize because it's not one of the 10 words I know in Spanish.
Did it? It probably was scumbag gringo.
Mm-hmm.
It may as well
it probably
have been.
Was I hate this boy.
Because immediately...
Odio a este muchacho. That's what it would sound like.
Right after he blurts out that sentence or sentence or two, my girlfriend snaps, looks at me, disappointed eyes, and says, "You didn't clean up your plate."
Oh, you just left it on the counter.
I couldn't find the garbage. And of course, when I looked to my right, the garbage is right there. I don't know where I was looking, but the garbage was right in plain sight.
So your excuse sounds terrible.
My excuse
sounds like BS.
It was awful.
Did it sound like, Cristian no terminó su plato? Él no comió los vegetales.
Why didn't you clean your plate?
That's what I'm saying. He didn't clean his plate.
I know. I was translating.
Oh, Cristian no le gustó la comida.
It sounds like the teacher in Peanuts, right? In Charlie Brown, womp, womp. Like, I don't know Spanish that
well. I'm trying
to
help you out
so
here.
It goes that way for me. And
comida means to eat.
I stammer my way through that half-hearted excuse that I couldn't find the garbage. And it was about 30 to 45 seconds of everyone talking to me in Spanish that I assume was criticizing my choice to not
clean up the plate. Are they talking about you or to you?
To me. And they know I don't speak Spanish.
You just nod.
And they knew I wasn't completely understanding what they were saying to me.
Your excuse sounds terrible.
Did they kick you off the table?
I couldn't find it when it's right there.
Yeah.
This is why this family hates you.
Now, that is the new reason why this family hates me.
There's a new reason. There's old reasons?
I mean, he gave that away when the story started. Yeah. When he said, the 10 Spanish words I know. And how long have you been dating your girl?
7 years.
Oh, and he only knows 10 Spanish words.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
It shows a lack of effort. It shows a lack of effort is what it shows. It shows that you are not trying to assimilate into this family. That's not that important to you.
But it is. Were these vegetables cooked by somebody in the house?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like the mom?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Christian.
So it's like insult to injury. I not only didn't finish my plate, and there was one thing I didn't eat.
What you want to say to her is, no me gusta, muy malo.
Malo means dead, right?
Malo means bad.
Bad.
Oh, okay.
It means I don't like, it's very bad.
Malo means dead. All right.
No me gusta, muy
muerto
malo.
Muerto means dead.
Dios muerto. Mm. Yeah, which you may be, actually, with this family.
That's the new Christian.
So you want to know? You want to listen for that too? Yeah, because they may say in Spanish, "I want him dead," which would sound like
yo lo quiero muerto.
Yeah, I want him dead. So listen for that. If you hear that, get out.
All right,
get out the house. That was story time with CCAT, which today was proudly presented by Ed Morse Automotive Group. Ed Morse Automotive Group, family owned, family operated. Because what you drive says a lot about you, and if what you're driving has the Ed Morse name on it, it says you expect a lot from and about your vehicle. Ed Morse doesn't just sell vehicles. They stand behind them. And behind each and every one of the more than 2 million people who drive them, that's why the family-owned and operated Ed Morse Automotive Group at dealerships has been in business since 1946. 77, coming up on 78 years of dedication to customers and community. When Ed Morse says they got your back, believe them. Ed Morse proudly supports the Miami Dolphins and many other fine institutions throughout Florida. Make sure your next vehicle is backed by Morse. Visit edmorse.com today. That's edmorse.com. Trust me when I tell you, you are always backed by Morse. When we return, Baker Mayfield. Unfortunate. This could have really been very unfortunate. He got caught on a hot microphone on Radio Row. A mic was still on.
No.
Thought they're in commercial break. Baker Mayfield got caught saying things that people are now like, wait, hold on. What did he say about the Buccaneers?
It makes headlines.
It makes headlines.
Nah,
for
come
sure.
on. I didn't hear this. Don't get me pissed.
What did Baker Mayfield say about the Bucs on a hot mic he wasn't aware of? You will hear coming up next. Plus, true truths and a lie with CCAT. He today will try and challenge us. See if we know when he's lying.
I'm guaranteeing a win, by the way. Like, this is, I'm going to fool both of you.
Pretty confident, huh?
Uh-huh.
Wow. All right.
Well, I'm guaranteeing that Truist cares. And when Truist tells you that, the meaning of care is exhibited in everything that they do, they're right. I've witnessed it firsthand and secondhand and thirdhand. Start with care, get better. And in banking, that goes without saying. People have needs in banking, even though most of it now for most folks is done online and done with, you know, auto bill pays and such. Truist will take care of your checking and your savings, your credit card, your mortgages, your loans, your investment, all those needs so you can focus on life stuff. For some people, that's having kids or getting married, starting a business, starting a family, going to college. Visit a branch, check them out online, and see how Truist will help you reach those financial goals and be there with you along the way. TRUIST.com. When you start with care, you get a different, you get a better kind of bank, you get Truist. Truist.com. Back in moments, Baker Mayfield said, what? With a hot microphone in play? She's concerned now.
I'm very concerned.
Yeah, you should be. It's the home team on ESPN 106.3.
This is Josh Cohen and the home team. Listen live worldwide on any smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. This is ESPN 106.3.
Coming up in just a second, Baker Mayfield. Busted.
Say something. Say something about him.
Baker Mayfield busted on a hot microphone at Super Bowl Radio Row. Had no idea.
He wouldn't have said that if he knew the mic was on. Put it that way.
Really? Y'all sometimes say the most for no reason.
He would not have said what he said.
And see, Kat, you're an antagonizer.
You are an antagonizer.
Speaking the truth.
So is she.
Touche.
Your girlfriend's family hates you. Now we're all talking the truth. Baker Mayfield got caught in a hot mic on Radio Row saying, what about the Bucs? You'll hear exactly what that was in a second. Plus, we'll play two truths, one lie with Christian Cat. The Sea Cat sitting right here. I want to remind everybody that St. Lucie Battery and Tire, SLBT, home of Honest Reliable Service since 1970. They've been taking care of people longer than any of the three of us been alive. Even me. I know what you're thinking. We are talking about a family-owned business. It went from one location to now 17 locations. That means you're doing something right. Family-owned business means a different level of accountability, different level of pride. You're taking care of customers because you don't want them to have anything bad to say about you, your company, and your family. And you got to uphold, obviously, the reputation that was built by the generations before you. St. Lucie Battery and Tire, home of honest, reliable service since 1970. Batteries for every kind of vehicle, beyond cars and trucks. You know, boats and jet skis, golf carts, side-by-sides, ATVs, all of it. You need tires? They do tires. A top independent tire dealer recognizes such annually. But they do the things like oil changes, cheaper and faster than the dealership even where you bought your vehicle, because of the price of hourly labor. Go to slbt.com, make an appointment, or just pop in. 17 convenient locations, West Palm to the Treasure Coast. I trusted them with my first oil change in 1998. You should too. St. Lucie Battery and Tire. slbt.com, the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. We'll reset who and what it is. Home team on the ride home. Brother Love, JC, that's me. You know that. She's the first lady of the delusional republic, Jeanette Javier. And he is hated by his girlfriend's family, Christian Cat.
Uphill battle, man.
It is.
For what, eight years now?
Yeah. Seven.
But you know, the battle would have might have been won if you maybe spoke like 30 words of Spanish instead of 10 in a seven-year relationship.
Yeah, it's uphill battle, but I went down the hill first. I made the choices that made it a uphill battle, if that makes sense.
You did this to yourself.
Yeah.
You self-sabotaged. They didn't like you anyways. Don't worry about it. They're trying to figure out how you can get her involved in your life insurance policy, and then they can kill you, and then they can cash in.
And that's a good scheme.
They don't realize you don't have any insurance, let alone life insurance.
I was going to say, yeah. Z-Cat built like that?
I've just got insurance on my phone because I'm afraid of the screen cracking. That's it.
That's good. Not for health insurance, not for anything else. Just your phone.
I'm young.
Yeah. Go with that. Let's go with that. Baker Mayfield had himself one of those comeback player of the year years. In fact, he might win that award tonight. Probably won't, but he might. That might go to DeMar Hamlin, who literally, you know, came back from the place where time does not exist, to quote myself, to play in NFL games, you know, this season. Baker Mayfield, though, probably deserving of that award. He, on Radio Row, he was doing Kay Adams, up in Adams, and he's having a little conversation with none other than Steve Young. But there's a hot mic. It's going to be a little confusing because you're going to hear several voices. The hot mic is picking up two different conversations. See if you can pick up what it is Baker Mayfield says about Tampa Bay and about the Buccaneers organization. Take a listen.
Most people, you know.
Man, why is it whenever I'm in interviews or sitting down, I get like a million messages?
I appreciate that.
But you get a million messages all the time.
No, not all the time.
Get some pieces back.
We should slate maybe because.
Settle in there, make a career.
Exactly. Can we slate?
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think we should.
Hard to do, bro.
It is.
Way to go. I started there.
Yeah, that's right.
Very confusing. Two different conversations going on. But you can hear those guys in the background. And what Baker Mayfield is saying is,
said, get a couple pieces back. That's really the thing that Baker said.
He's talking about coming back to Tampa Bay mm-hmm. with a couple of other pieces, and that he wants to be there, and he thinks he's going to be there, and the fact that if you're a Buccaneer fan, he may settle in here. Steve Young saying, that's great, good for you, and by the way, I started there. And then Baker Mayfield's like, yeah, that's right. So he is being honest about where not just he wants to be, but where he believes he will be. He would not have said that. If they would have asked him, so he'd come back to Tampa, he'd say, well, we got to sort some things out, I'm sure, and we know we'll see. And because you got to play the game and the agents and figure that out. But good news for Bucs fans, if you like Baker, the good news is, sounds like he, again, thinks he's talking in confidence, just Steve Young, wants to be there, believes he will be there, and believes other pieces are in line to come back.
Did the price go down for Baker Mayfield?
It can.
I mean, now
it can now. Yeah. You don't got to pay him what you thought you might have to pay him before because now you know what he wants to do.
Today's price is still higher than last season's price.
Yeah, sure.
That is a guarantee no matter what.
Well, didn't he play for $1 million?
Also, yeah. It was like one or two. It wasn't over three for sure.
There's $1 million in incentives.
Yes.
Right.
But as I said, you two instigated and got me heated for no dang reason like you typically do because this sound makes me so happy as a big Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan.
Yeah.
We want Baker.
Wait till you hear what Tom Brady did to a little old lady.
No, don't tell. Nah. You know, he hugged her and he helped her walk across the street and paid her health bills because that's what Tom Brady does.
Apparently, he took her purse and smacked her across the face with it.
Which made no sense because he has all the money in
the
world.
He has all the money in the world and he spit on her and called her a nerd.
Yeah.
Who does that to a little lady?
I don't know. That's something deep, dark inside of him.
I just had a really bad dirty thought.
So, no, Jeanette, what we did there was tease the story.
Uh-huh.
And your mind went where it was afraid of.
Yes.
And then we paid it off. We never said it was bad. What we said was actually accurate and factual.
Yeah.
We said he wouldn't have said it if he knew the mics were on. And this, for some people, is going to be, you know, bad news.
For sure.
Interesting. And it is for those that wanted him. Because it looks like he's going to stay in Tampa.
You should be thanking us. We just gave you a big, you got a big thrill. Like, we gave you that great moment where you thought the worst, but you got the best.
Yep. We put you on a roller coaster.
Well, don't you guys do that every time I'm sitting in this room with
you? Yeah, but you're not the only one. We do it for the audience.
Oh,
you're just along for the ride.
Oh, thank you.
Baker Mayfield, I was one of the guys that believed when he left Cleveland that he was going to have a rebirth. I was wrong by it being Carolina. He went to remember the Rams, and then he won those late, but Carolina didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that for understandable reasons, for numerous reasons. But I didn't think he couldn't play the game. I thought he could. I'd seen a large enough body of work. What he had was maturity issues and a chip on his shoulder issue. And he also had Freddie Kitchens and six other play callers. And I mean, the amount of coordinators and head coaches that he's had from Kitchens to Hugh Jackson. Like, you're asking a lot of a dude to learn terminology and system and philosophy. It was a raw deal. I thought he could play. I thought a change of scenery would do him good. Zach Wilson is going to leave the Jets. Zach Wilson's going to show you that he can play a little more than you thought he could. It's just not going to be for the Jets fans, in that media market under those circumstances.
We talk about the quarterbacks all the time, but it is a team sport. Who surrounds these guys matters a lot, especially if you're not a generational talent, which Baker's not.
No.
But
he won a Heisman Trophy. He got drafted number one overall. Let's not forget that this is not a dude who, you know, was a mid-round pick.
Right.
He won the Heisman Trophy, and he was the number one pick overall.
Well,
with that comes expectation.
Yes. The measurables don't jump off the screen, though. Not the biggest guy in the world. Doesn't have the strongest arm in the world, but
he's not a big guy.
No.
He's thick in the offseason.
He got chunky.
He does.
He got chunky.
I saw him a year ago tomorrow at the big Super Bowl, like Sports Illustrated party in Phoenix. And I'd seen him in the summertime right before camp, like McGregor Poirier, we talked about summer 2021. I ran into Baker and literally ran into because he's a little wider than he used to be. And that's only 2 weeks before training camp opens, 3 weeks before. Baker can fluctuate in weight. He can add it and he's, you know, works to take it off, but he can be a little thick. And again, he's not a tall guy. What is he? 5'11" maybe?
Yeah, I think that's right around there.
And he looks good thick too.
5'10"?
I'm talking about on the football field, of course.
I understand.
But no, as I've mentioned, Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the home of the rebrands, as they did with Tom Brady and now Baker Mayfield.
Well, Tom Brady didn't need a rebrand.
Yeah, he went from like very strict, disciplined Patriots to now getting drunk off of avocado tequila.
They didn't rebrand Brady. Brady rebranded them. Brady rebranded the Buccaneers.
I love that.
But they didn't like all of a sudden.
It was like a, what's it called? A mutual.
Brady threw a pass that got pick sixed against the Titans when they were going to win that playoff game anyways at Foxborough. That was the last pass he threw as a Patriot.
Yeah.
Woo. Brutal.
History,
brutal.
Man.
Brutal.
This league rocks.
Brutal. It kind of does. Kind of, sort of, really does. C-Cat, time to play Two Truths and a Lie with you. You're going to give us the three things that we must try to identify. Two being truth, and one being the lie. And today's edition of Two Truths and a Lie is proudly being presented by
my friends
at ESPN West Palm Play. Now on YouTube, our new YouTube channel is ESPN West Palm Play. Subscribe now. Watch all of our short and long form video content, interviews, and nonsense. Plus, that's where you're going to want to stream tomorrow as we go live worldwide for Super Friday on our YouTube ESPN West Palm Play channel. All right, Jeanette, you ready?
I am.
C-Cat, you ready?
Two truths and a lie.
Two truths and one lie. Three statements. Which is which? C-Cat, statement number one.
Statement number one, I played baseball in college and batted sixth as the freshman.
You played baseball in college and batted sixth as a freshman. How many at-bats?
I actually got my numbers in front of me right now. I got 33 at-bats.
Okay, so what that means is he really did. Mm-hmm. He's looking at it. Sixth is the question. Was he sixth? And he's going to say, no, actually, I was ninth.
That would be so
I
cheap.
Sucked.
That would be,
it would
so,
be
cheap.
So cheap. So cheap. Statement number two.
I threw up in my junior prom date's lap.
Ew.
Could totally see that. Could totally see that. Did he get upset?
Did he?
Did you ruin his pants? And number three.
I have never had a pedicure in my life.
I don't think you've ever clipped your toenails.
Ew.
I think when you walk on tile with your shoes off, it sounds like a dog.
What is it?
Clickety clickety, clackety, clackety. It clacks. Yeah, clacks. Jeanette, we can't ask questions. If he batted seventh or fifth or ninth, that would be a cheap ass way. You're right.
Yeah, that would be. I've played this game many times. I've never done it like that.
Thank you. Thank you for not.
Like, so
what,
exactly.
What do you believe is the lie?
He's a pretty well-groomed man. Like, he always, like, has his, like, facial hair in check. He gets his fades on sometimes.
You serious?
Yeah. I think it looks slightly well-groomed right now.
Why are you laughing, bro?
That's the opposite. I'm not a well-groomed man at all.
No, he's not.
I'm a negative-groomed man. It's ugly.
But, yeah, I still think he's had a pedicure. There has to be some twist to the prom throw-up lap date situation. So I think number two is the lie.
What if he goes, she threw up in my lap.
It's
and
something.
So did my senior prom date. And they were both my sister.
Cousin.
My cousin. I went to prom with my cousin, and both of them threw up in my lap.
I think two is the lie.
Do you think the lie is?
That.
Pedicure.
No. I threw up my junior prom date's lap. That's number two.
You think that's the lie?
Yes.
That you throw, I can see you throwing up in laps. I can see that. You have not had a pedicure. So that's the truth. I know that you didn't hit well in baseball in college. You and I have discussed that before. I remember. But I think you were probably deeper down the line. I think you were in the lineup, you were probably like, again, eighth or ninth. The truth? No pedicure. Truth, puking in the lap. He went cheap. He's going to say, I batted nine.
I hope it's not cheap. C-Cat, don't do that to us.
You did. So my final vote, my final answer is going to be that you didn't throw up in anyone's lap.
You guys suck.
What? What is it?
I batted sixth in the lineup. That's the truth.
What'd you hit?
.152
In junior college?
Not junior college, just Division III baseball. Penn State Hazleton.
You were way worse than we thought. 152.
Gave him too much credit.
Bro, I was gonna say, did you hit your weight? I right now I'm 150 right now. As I stand here right now, I'm 150. You didn't even hit my weight.
No.
Well, no, just barely you did. That's your Mendoza line. So?
I did throw up my junior prom date's lap.
Yeah, we thought so.
I apologized to Megan Heller. She gave me a bag. I missed the bag right in the tent, right in her lap.
Was it both of those wine coolers? Is that what got you? The second wine cooler got you?
A whole lot of Svedka. Actually, not. It was Sky. A lot of Sky.
Don't promote that.
Yeah, I don't think that's a glaring...
It's a vodka? So vodka is the one that threw you under the bus?
It was vodka.
Underage drinking with some vodka.
Was she hot?
My buddy. My pal. My friend.
Wait, hold on. You had to go to prom with your friend?
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Wasn't dating in junior.
How are you with pedicures? Apparently that's a regular thing for you?
I've gotten one pedicure in my life. It happened in Destin, Florida with my previous employer. It was a team building exercise.
And what, your coworkers gave you the pedicure?
No.
You went to the...
Why do I picture you getting your toenails cut like in Dumb and Dumber, where they got the sander and the sparks flying off? Right?
Well, you were saying it was making that...
Yeah, because you got toenails.
It was ticklish as all hell, man.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of pedicures.
I love pedicures. They're just too expensive these
girl.
Days.
You're a girl. It's a girly girl kind of a thing.
Came through with the guarantee, though. I said you guys wouldn't get it, and you didn't.
Congratulations.
He beat us both.
I know.
That's wild.
It's terrible.
We should have let Mikey play. We got a buddy of my family who's in studio with us. We should let him, because he picks a different answer. One of us got to be right.
Because we think about it. Because, not only that, but like we think we know C-Cat, so we think deeper. Mike has known him for maybe 2 minutes through a glass, through a partition.
So you didn't throw up.
I've gotten a pedicure. Like, that was a lie.
I was just seeing if he changed his answer.
I see what you did.
He almost fell for it.
Almost.
Nah, you tell him the truth.
C-Cat got nervous.
That was two truths and a lie. As we get to know C-Cat a little better and Jeanette a little better, and nobody wants to know me better, so we'll never play with me.
Can we play one day with you?
The first 20 years of this show. My stuff's all out there. We're good like that. Coming up when we return, we'll check the Twitter poll results. Would it have been? In the 1990s, you're trying to get into a hot restaurant in Miami, you know, a very popular restaurant. Would have been better to call in with the fake last name of Marino or a Flagler? Jeanette said Flagler yesterday.
Jerry's still out.
We're going to check the Twitter debate poll and find out. Also, is FaceTime a good option for a first date? Someone got proposed this. And by someone, I mean Jeanette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
For sure. It's just whether or not it's a good idea.
That's the weird part.
I think it's a good idea if you're in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, or highly contagious. But other than that, it's a great way to be really cheap and them to see really what you look like and sound like, etc.
Well,
it's them saying, hey, let's get a look at this girl without me having to spend a dime.
Well, not like my social media is all public and everything.
There you go. We'll do that coming up next. 2 minute warning is in effect. The home team, ESPN 106.3.
This is Josh Cohen and the home team. Listen live worldwide on any smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. This is ESPN 106.3.
I'm dying to know what people think would have been the better fake last name to use to get a hot restaurant reservation in the 90s, Marino or Flagler.
Do you understand why I chose Flagler though, right?
We'll get that coming up in a second. Anna Jar and Levine, accident attorneys, 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-FREE. Car accident, truck accident, slip and fall, trip and fall. Call Anna Jar and Levine, accident attorneys. They will fight for you to get you the maximum compensation you deserve. They do not get paid unless you get paid. Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine are friends of mine, and man, they got a team doing work. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys, take back control of your life. Man, we are late. Here's your Twitter debate poll results. You need a reservation, a popular Miami restaurant in the 90s. Which famous last name would you try to get in with? Marino or Flagler? Would they vote? Jeanette?
They probably went Marino 75%.
C-Cat.
Marino 95.
Marino 86%.
At least, 14%. You know what? Shout out to the 14 who understand true history and respect it.
Yeah. I wish we had more time, but we don't. C-Cat, drop a dad joke. Make it cringy. Go.
This one's good. What do you call a Frenchman wearing sandals?
Don't know what.
Felipe Flop.
I like that one.
What? Was that a French accent? That's Italian accent, jackass.
I don't know, man.
He's Italian.
I loved it. The whole, that was such a poop show. I loved it.
Felipe Flop. That's not French, you moron. Coming up next, it's the Boardroom, followed by ESPN West Palm Tonight. Amber and Ian got you at 8. We're on tomorrow at noon. Special 6 hours. Kids every day above ground.
It's a good day.
Say goodnight to the bad guy.
Bye-bye, bad guy.
Have a great night. Be safe, be smart. See you tomorrow at noon for 6 hours. Home team time, 6 p.m.
Flippy Flappy.